Okay, Mir Sashem, we're continuing. We're on page Nun Vav 56 in the Pelayot, starting from the bottom, paragraph over Habas. Asher Tisal, speaking about the Nakuda, very, very special Nakuda of marrying your daughter off to a Bas Talmud Chacham, doing the best of your abilities, best of you can, in order to, that she should be a Bas Talmud Chacham, number one, you yourself should be a Talmud Chacham, but marrying off to a Talmud Chacham, I apologize, I misspoke previously. The idea of the Nakuda is making sure, to the best of our abilities, to place our children in a matzav of Torah and Yerush Shamayim. Nachas is going to be married to Ami Aretz. Okay, fachot, you can't find the Talmud Chacham Gadol, but at least it should be a Yodei Sefer, Yerush Shamayim. V'abas asher tisal shel lo titen einea ba'osher. It's very important to raise your children, and raise your daughter specifically, because it can be sometimes very nimshach to the external, not to desire wealth. What does it mean wealth? What it means is not that you should not want to be comfortable. Everybody wants to be comfortable. But you shouldn't put it on such a pedestal that is the be-all, end-all. What?
The door has
failed. We're not getting into that. That you should not like look towards the bibat tzapa, that is the be-all, end-all. Rak tisrat zilios berav ubatzama. Interesting. Ube'eroim v'chayser kov yel chelkaim tamachachim yeres Hashem. That really, Adarabba, her biggest she'ifa should be, this is this is not Lakewood, this is not the Shidduch, this is the Pelayoids sitting in Bosnia, right? In Serbia. Saying that you should train and be mechanech your children in the hashkafa, that it's better to be poor and destitute and with nothing, but with a married to a Talmud Chacham Gadol, than to be living in the wealthiest, biggest palace in the entire world. Because it's nothing if it's not L'Shem Torah. It's not L'Shem the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachein tislami b'kach, k'roi l'eishas Talmud Chacham, she'einov yofei. Einei yofeis, v'loi takpid, sh'loi al tanugi ha'machalim, v'loi al takshitim, v'loi anoyit ha'mabushim, v'targal atzmo b'mir she'ino, v'mir tzichas b'zihiros. Do not invest, do not buy too much, do not, again, we have to interpret it for our generation, which is that you shouldn't be enamored by these things, because your children will oftentimes reflect what you're enamored by. You know, there's a famous story about a Rebbe. He was saying to a young class, maybe Kita Beis, saying, Kinderloch, what's the most important thing in the entire world? And some of the kids said, Cholent. He said, well, Cholent. He says, why? He asked these couple of kids, like, why do you say Cholent? He says, because whenever my father's in the middle of a Dvar Torah and my mother comes out from the kitchen with a Cholent, he stops what he's saying, he stops the Dvar Torah. And he says, "Ah, cholent." Again, it's like a tongue in cheek. Obviously, I think that, you know, I'll leave you to the interpretation. Okay. Although they do, I will say this: there's a famous Rebbe. He said, "Everything in this world, there's always one and one in Shemayim, one down here. Why is it Kugel? Because really, there's something in Shemayim called Ugel. So here's Ke'ugel. Why is Kishka? Because in Shemayim it's called Ishka, and here it's Kishka. So of course, one of the Hasidim said, Bereba, what about Cholent? It doesn't say Ke-Cholent. He says, no, because Cholent, that's Mamish. Olam Haba. In this world. So you have to know. You have to have both tzadim in your pocket. Nonetheless, although you do not want to train them into desiring the finer things because it will warp their desires, their hashkafas, their mindset of what really truly is important in life, nonetheless, be normal and do not deprive them of things that will make them look nice and presentable to other people as well. You don't want them to be walking around being the Nebuchadnezzar of children.
Because it's important that your kids don't look that way, or it's important because that your kids...
Because people will want to be married to that, yeah, to such a girl.
Oh, so it's not about your,
you don't want them to be undesirable. We want them to be desirable. Aval habas shehi yiras Hashem lo yitisrael b'pnei bachrim. B'chas v'shalom, not to be so provocative that unfortunately it's going to be a mikshel for bachrim. U'befrak kishim mekushetes, which is going to be so adorned. You have to obviously do it within a derech hamamotzah in a normal way. Leval yichash lo barhura aveir b'frak b'doris halalu shirab b'raprotzim. Okay, so we're going to stop here, Mitzvah Hashem. Shkoyah.